right, so Tim, I have to ask you, you know, for somebody like me, I'm in, you know, my early 30s, boom shakalaka, and he's on fire, or kind of like, I have to say him, like, at least once a day. So, in this game, what's that catchphrase?
We talked about that, and we realized that, you know, it's hard to consciously go in finding the catchphrase. I think this one is more about these one-liner zingers, which, and funny you should ask me that. I was just asking Michael out in the garage, because we are a garage band, having a smoke.
That's great.
I said, what are some of the lines that are standing out for you? Because the fun is, like, when I started to do Blitz, I started to do all the writing. When I did Slugfest, did all the writing. The last version of NBA Jam. So it was more about setups and jokes as quickly as you could get in and get out, as opposed to the one-liner. So I don't think that this one has, like, you know, the superlative one-liner, although there may be something there that Michael recognizes. But what I was a big fan of Mystery Science Theater also, mm-hmm. and how those references, some went over your head, some went this way, that way, but it was about those characters. And we have three different characters in this. It's Grim Blitzrow, it's Brickhead Mulligan, former player, and the little mutant guy that lives on his shoulder, Bricks Jr. So just to visualize that and the little dialogue that goes between those two guys and the things that we let slip and those fake commercials and, you know, pushing the envelope, I'm going to be interested to see what the fans say. I forget everything that I do once I've done it and leave there. And a lot of it, as Michael says, you know, I riff and improvise. So I have to go back now and watch the game to see what's actually in there. And then I get surprised. So it's more about me being interested in what, you know, you guys are going to find is that, like, the Blitz line was like, oh, he just ripped his head off. That was just his helmet. Darn it. Yeah, you hate to see that. Ron, could you back that up? Let's see that again. You know, totally unnecessary, but a whole lot of fun to watch. That's where it started to get more about dialogue as opposed to superlative. So I'm waiting to see what the MFL fans have to say about their favorite lines.
Okay.